So good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis, and you are at and on the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. So welcome. This is where we come together to share ideas, concepts, and get us prepared for the week so we can have the best Shackley week possible. So today we have a subject that I love. We're going to be talking about working on your list of names and creating that list of names, adding to it. And I'm going to introduce a concept. Some of you have probably heard it before. Maybe this is just a different twist on it. And it's called the spiral notebook plan. And so this is, I'm going to talk about this today and how you can incorporate this into your prospecting. This would also be a different way to create your list of names. And so it's really important to become the best you can be at prospecting and for the kind of people you want in your organization, whether that is business builders who become directors or customers, you must have a plan to follow. I think that's the really critical piece about it. And so if you follow and work at the concept that I'm going to talk about today, you are going to see an increase happen in your Shackley business with people joining. And it's really something that you need to continuously be working on is adding to your list of names. So let me go into this idea of the spiral notebook plan. And so there are a lot of high-tech ways to manage a contact list. But Shackley leaders for over 30 years have been using this concept. So it's very basic, but don't let that fool you because it's so easy to do, because it's very powerful if you work it. And so as you imagine, when I say spiral notebook plan, what you need to do is go over to the office supply store and buy a spiral notebook. And so it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be a couple bucks. Just get a spiral notebook. And what I want you to do is lay that out on your desk in front of you. And what you're going to do is on the right side of the notebook, you're going to start numbering and putting numbers on the notebook. But leave maybe five lines in between each of those numbers so you have some space. And then I want you to number from 1 to 200. And that's how you set up your book. So that's probably going to take about 40 pages. And on the left side of the book, the facing pages, you leave all of those blank. And that's where you're going to take notes as you talk to your prospects. And so then on the other side, you can fill in the name, addresses, phone numbers if you need to. You know, sometimes I just put the name and the phone number. And maybe anything else I need to do to write down that's going to jar something about them so I remember, maybe where I met them, if I was at a networking event, or maybe at the post office so I know who they are. But what you're going to start doing is really just start to live your life. And then as you go through the day, you're going to remember somebody. And so then you would add them to your list. And so the goal for you is to get to at least 200 names in this book. I'm sure many of you can get to a lot more than that, but you would be able to start with your warm market and probably get to 100 names very quickly without even thinking about it. And you could probably look through Facebook and see how many people you have connected there. Now, I'm going to stop here before I describe more to do with these names as we get them written down. So anybody have any questions on that concept or comments? Trista, Tina, how about you guys? Maybe I need to back up. First off, let me ask the question. How many people have a list of names, and how many are on your list of names already?
Hi, this is Trista. Hi. I actually keep – I know, like, when I started, I had different lists of names, and as the years have gone by, I'll start a new list, and then they get spread all over. And so what I did last year is I put all of them into a journal, like a journal, a small little one, and I keep that, and I add to that. But I really like this idea to really have kind of a working list, not just something to go back to. So I think this is really fantastic because as we're talking to, you know, the people on our list that we meet and our friends and contacts, we can take those notes. And that way when we do, you know, another call or another follow-up, even if we leave a message, we can just be like, you know, you said last time we talked, your husband's sprained his ankle, how's he doing? You know, we can add those personal touches. And it all goes back to building that relationship with the people on our list. So I really like this Byron notebook, and I'm going to definitely implement that today, starting today. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And I think you mentioned, you know, what you brought up, Trista, is sort of what I have had happen over the years. And I've really gone back to this notebook was because I was putting them on index cards. I had it on a sheet of paper, and I would lose it. It would go in different places. But the other thing that I found, like you mentioned, it didn't feel like a working list. So I would end up creating separate sheets of paper, you know, for where they were at in the process, or how I had met them, or maybe where the conversation was going, or what I wanted to do with them. You know, like maybe they said something about, you know, having a sick child. Oh, maybe I wanted to get a sample for them. Well, where do I write that down? And so it started to be a list that I wasn't going back to and looking at. And that's the real critical piece about this list, is that you constantly want to be going back to check it. So I'm glad it was helpful for you, Trista. I know it was for me, too. Other thoughts, comments? How many names do you have on your list? Maybe that's an idea.
Hey, Trista, could you explain? I had a little trouble following the right-hand side, left-hand side description that you had of how you set up your notebook. Could you please go over that again?
Sure. Absolutely. So the left side you leave blank, and so what you do is if you put the binder down on your desk, you're going to have a right side and left side, and so the left side you leave blank, and on the right side you would start to number, so we're going to go through the numbers 1 to 200, but instead of just writing 1 to 200 on every line, because I'm assuming you're going to buy, or I should tell you, buy a notebook that has lines on it, because some of them don't, a spiral notebook with lines. And so when you're numbering them, number the 1 and then put 5 spaces in between it before you put number 2. And same thing, another 5 spaces of blank space, then number 3. And then you will go all the way up to 200, and that should take you about 40 pages on average that you're going to use to get from 1 to 200. And now when I've created lists before, I just do 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't put any space in between them. And what this notebook, spiral notebook theory is saying that when you put a little space in between there, you can add their address, phone number. I don't put all of that info in there. I just put their address and phone number and some notes on where I met them. Does that make sense, Tina? Does that clear it up a little bit?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
So other thoughts or questions about this?
Hi, Theresa. This is Mary Ann.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi. Why is it 200? What if you have more than 200?
Absolutely. That's go for it. It doesn't have to be capped at 200. Yeah, I should say that. 200 is the first goal to get to. And how many do you have on your list, Mary Ann?
My people?
Yeah, how many do you have on your list? Do you on your active prospecting list? Because it sounds like you have more than 200. Do you have more than 200?
Yeah, I have more than 700 or 800.
Ah, awesome. Congratulations. That's great. So Marianne's a great example that, you know, 200 is what the average person knows without even trying. So there, Marianne's been networking, getting around, meeting people, and she's got 700 on her list. And so that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Marianne. Any other comments, questions on how to create this? Okay, so let me go and stop me at any point if anybody has some questions. So like Marianne, if you get up to that 700 level, you are going to feel that you have a lot that you can do in your business. You're never going to feel like you're out of people to talk to, and that's the idea. So you want to start and always have at least a minimum on this list. So especially if you're training somebody new who's coming into Shackley, you know, they want to get 100 on the list very quickly and get up to that 200 mark and then obviously shoot for more. So once we have this list together, we can start sorting. And so you can use, now this is for this, I'm just going to talk for this spiral notebook plan, and you can shift it to whatever works for you. But they use or suggest a star-rated system. And so one star, put a little star by anybody you're going to contact. And the people that you do not put a star next to will be the ones that lay dormant for a little while. So maybe those are the people that you need to go back and build a relationship with. Those are the people that you need to start asking some questions, and that may take some time to build those relationships. Because, like, if you put somebody on your list that was from high school from 20 years ago, you're not going to just pick up the phone when you haven't talked to them in 20 years and say, hey, I want to sell you some Shackley. That's not going to go well. I can tell you that right now. So some of those people you're going to leave dormant. Stars, two stars, those could be the people that you're going to call first. And so maybe you had already been in a conversation with them. Maybe they know you very well. So you could use two stars for those. Three stars, those could be the people that said that they want to have a meeting or they are definitely interested in, you know, starting the products immediately. So you can see you're starting to rank people. Maybe somebody said, hey, I'm interested in starting the business, or you know they need extra money. So you could use four stars for those people. Myself, I highlight some of the people that I know that are top that I need to connect with. So whatever works for you, I'm starting to sort those people. Does that make sense? And I'm going to stop here. Any questions on the sorting? Comments?
Hi, it's Trista again. You know what, I'm loving this because sometimes I will look at my list. I have a large list. I don't think I've written down 700 or 800 people like Marianne. Way to go, awesome. But I do have probably over 200 because I know that was a number that was thrown out when I did my my list the last time. And I like that you do the star reading because sometimes I go in there and I'm like, okay, who do I call? And so this really breaks down like, okay, three stars, let's get those called. Two stars, let's get those called. And then starting to reach out to the one stars, too. So I like the star rating. I'm really getting a lot of value out of this topic this morning. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. I like it, too, because it sorts it out. And I just thought about something. When we're looking at the right side where I said leave this space, you know, and you're putting maybe their name, their phone number, maybe where you met them, address if you wanted, I would also put in there, if I knew I had a conversation that maybe this woman that I had talked to has small children and she's concerned about, you know, the cleaners that are in her home, I'm also going to write maybe concerned about cleaners. Or I know just lost his job. So I will write that in the little notes section underneath their name so I know. So that'll help me when I'm putting the stars by them, you know, are they a really, you know, high prospect that they're ready to get going. And this will also help, like you're saying, Trista, let's say we have our conference coming up in June. You can look through quickly through your list and you can see who were the five stars or four stars that all said they might be interested in the business. Now you quickly know who to call and say, hey, you know, we're having a business opportunity meeting. Would you like to attend? So you can easily sort through that. Any other questions or comments?
Hey, Teresa, this is Tina. I just had a comment from an experience that I had that the list includes business partners and customers. Is that correct? Because I know I had one person who thought they could only put business people on there, but I was putting potential customers as well.
Absolutely. At least that's the way. I'm sure if you wanted to do it separately like that, you could, but I find it easier to just combine them. And so then I use the star system. You know, my highest levels of stars are from the business people. So that's how I sort them out. So I put like 4 stars by them that I know they're interested in the business. So hopefully that helps. Okay, so now how do we add people to our list of names? So we've got this notebook, and we have it organized now. So first we're going to go through our warm market. So every single person you've ever come in contact with, you write on that list. And please, please, please do not prejudge people, because I know especially when people are new, they may be a little nervous, like, oh, boy, I don't want to write that person's name down on the list because of this and this reason, right? We prejudge. Maybe they don't have enough money. Maybe we think they're going to say that. This exercise is not for that reason. It is to just get everybody out of your head. Later, when you sort the people, you may figure out, oh, I need to build a relationship, or maybe this isn't going to work. Then you can get into that critical piece where you're figuring that out. But right now, you're just going to put everybody you know, because what will happen is you'll think of, oh, yeah, I remember Sally, and, oh, I remember I had a relationship with her sister from high school. So it'll make you click and think about other people that you never even thought about. And what'll happen is you start to realize there is no shortage of prospects. You know, they are everywhere, and they're free to find. And so this helps you keep your mindset going that you know a ton of people. And think about potential prospects. They could include friends, neighbors, relatives, people you went to school with, people you work with, church people, acquaintances, any athletic team that you've played on, or maybe your kids play on. Okay, so that gives you some ideas of people that you could write on your list. I actually think about my day. You know, if I'm going over to the cleaners, if I stop at the post office, wherever I go, I think about, oh, those are people that I've met. Maybe I don't know their name yet, but I see them every week. So I write them down. Girl at the gas station that I keep talking to, but I don't have a full relationship with yet. So anybody have any tips for anyone else on the call about how to add to your list of names? So do you have some tips that you're using?
I think it's important to remember the people that the people we know. So it's not just the people that we know that I add to my list, but it's who they know that I potentially would want to talk to as well.
Absolutely. And, Tina, you make me think of, so adding people to your list of names that also have a Rolodex, right, that may have a health Rolodex. And so what I mean by that is I was introduced to a woman who has a Zumba studio. So I've worked on building that relationship, and so she was on my list. And now she is going to have me come into her studio and present in front of her students. So, you know, those people all get to be added to my list of names. But she has a larger sphere there, you know, that is very helpful sphere. So I like to add those people, too, that have a Rolodex, hairdressers, maybe, you know, a doctor, an allergist, a chiropractor. Any thoughts on that? I know, Trista, you're really good at adding people to your list of names who are in the health industry. Any tips you have for anybody on that? And Trista may be muted right now.
I will.
Go ahead, Trista.
I think it's just that as we go about our day, and this is something I still like, have learned through the years, is sometimes I feel that I'm too busy. I have all these kids and all these activities and all this running, and I have to take care of the household. And, you know, I've heard on so many calls, like, when you're out and about, that's when you're networking. This is network marketing for a reason. We're out there networking. And, you know, listening and, you know, just in conversation, you know, we're waiting, you know, standing and waiting to pick up the kids or, you know, maybe we're at the dry cleaners and just get into those conversations. And as the relationship builds, once we feel that place to ask for their information and ask the permission to follow up with them, I think that's how I've been adding to my list. And you were talking about the health area because I do spend a lot of time at health clubs and like health spas and different things. And, you know, even the other day I was at where I go to my hot yoga, and I was talking to a young lady and we were just chatting, and then she goes actually to another yoga place too, and she introduced me to the instructor, and I said, oh, I said we should go together. And we exchanged numbers, and we've been seeing each other for over a year. And so that's somebody new on my list that I can talk to. So I think it's just living life, you know, listening and, you know, asking for their information. And, you know, if it's appropriate, you know, ask permission to follow up something on specifically, you know, if they've talked about either a health concern or even a concern where the business opportunity would apply to them possibly. And so just keeping your ears open for that. And then if it's not the appropriate time to ask to follow up immediately, you know, get the number, be like, hey, let's go for coffee or tea sometime, or, you know, let's go to this other yoga studio and hang out and just build that relationship. So I build my list throughout my day, you know, just when I'm out and about. And, you know, it takes a while, but the list can grow pretty fast. And, you know, just remembering to go back to names, you know, a lot of times I'll just get on the phone and make a ton of calls. I hit answering machines mostly, so we can keep following up as long as we're not following up, you know, constantly with the same person. We don't want to overwhelm them, but to stay in touch and build a relationship. Hope that helps.
Absolutely. I love it. Just reminding everybody that it's not anything you're doing differently. It's day-to-day activities, right? I love that. So going about your life and just remembering. So it's a mindset that you have to really remember to add people to your list of names. And the reason that I like the list of names is we get busy. We have so much going on. Many of you are working other jobs as you build your Shackley business. So there's a lot to manage, your children, your job, building your business. So there is no way that you are going to remember all of the people that could potentially be a customer for you or a business builder at some point. You'll be like, oh, that's great. This person would really be a great connection, and you'll forget 2 hours later if you're anything like me. So that's why I put them all on the list, because when I have so many things going on, it makes sure that I don't overlook anybody and I don't miss them. And so then I just spend a couple minutes each day looking at that list and going, oh, who can I call this week? So hopefully that makes sense for everybody. I know we have a couple more minutes. Are there any other questions on this list of names or comments? I'm going to pull Sharon in. Oh, my gosh, I knew I was going to pull you in. How about that? You spoke at the same time. So go ahead.
Well, I've got to say, I do, like Trish was saying, you're giving so much good stuff, and it's really quickened for me. And I have to admit to you, I have not been faithful with my list of names. In the very beginning, you know, I was diligent. I had a really little notebook because I figured, oh, what I need to do is just keep this little notebook with me all the time, and I can just keep adding to it. So that little one was what I needed to have. I'll put it by my bed at night to remember people and just write in there. But I like the style notebook big because you're right. You have space to kind of move and breathe. And when you just have a little name and on a little line and a little book, it was never efficient for me. But I have to say, like, it totally is that mindset, because that was another block for me in really, this isn't on my mind lately, this list of names, because I know that I haven't been good with it. But it's been a mental block because my mindset, honestly, with being in the fitness industry, I'm in contact with a lot of people, and I have influence in a lot of different spaces. And so I've kind of been like, I kind of don't need to do that. Like, I've got enough people. But there are times I do get stuck. So I love going back to that point of view that this is the mindset of abundance. And when you believe that you have an abundance, you're going to create that, and you're going to attract it. So putting that down there, even just seeing it, and then obviously the sorting, the organizing, the planning, makes you more successful as you go into it. So we all have days that we're stuck, but I really appreciate it, because that's the point. I needed that today to just go, okay, this is what this is. It's the mindset of abundance. And that, anyway, that's what it's translating for me, that when I look at that, I'm going to feel that abundance of people that I have in front of me and all the opportunity that's out there and all the people's lives we have the privilege of being able to talk to and give this gift to. So I appreciate that. I greatly appreciate it. But I did want to be honest that I just haven't been great with it. That's okay. I'm gonna get my book, my notebook. I think I probably have one here at home, actually, for my kids. But so I don't know where people are at. Sometimes I think we can beat ourselves up over things when we haven't been diligent about some of the most basic things. And I would like to encourage, because I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm just going to move on and do it. And I appreciate that mindset shift today, Teresa. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Sharon. And I appreciate your honesty about it. And to say, I think it would be unusual to say that everybody always or, you know, sticks with their list of names. At different points in my business, my list of names has disappeared. I haven't looked at it. And I have to say, it's not always in front of me. And that's the issue, because when I look back at the months that I haven't sponsored 10 or more people, it's the months that I'm not using my list of names. And so, when I really got back into using it and using this spiral notebook plan, it was just a little shift, and it was enough to keep me more excited about the list of names, because it does feel like it's breathing. And to your point, it helps a lot with abundance. You're right, because that's what we want everybody to feel, that you have a lot of people that you can talk to. And you made me think of somebody, Sharon, you know, when I was doing the Zumba this past weekend, there was a woman next to me that started chatting it up. And so, you know, if I see her again in class, I'm going to work on building that relationship. So I come into situations with an intention of, you know, getting to connect with people. And that's what this list helps with. So thank you, Sharon, for bringing those points up, because and your honesty, because I'm sure there's many people that feel the same way as you on this call. So it's to encourage you to go get your notebook, and you probably have one laying around, and you know, start that list again if you haven't, or you know, transfer your list over to do whatever you need to, but don't beat yourself up. Good point, Sharon. Any other comments before we finish out for today? Okay, great. Well, definitely talk to the person who invited you, your upline or whoever else invited you to this call, if you have any questions on this process. And it is, you know, in our business builder process to create a list of names. So this is, you know, just a little twist on that list of names. So I hope it helps you guys. And we are at 9 o'clock, so I'll go ahead and close this out. And feel free to let me know when we run into each other how your list of names is going, because I want to see, hopefully this helps you guys grow that list. So I hope you guys all have a great Shackley week, and we will talk to you all next Monday. Okay, bye now.
Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome, Marianne.